was at All Squared half time, 1-3 to 6 points. And Armagh would have been 1-3 to a point up in about 15 minutes. So we're kind of very slow to get out of the blocks today. Couple of wee handling errors, just a couple of wee things didn't go our way in the first 10 or 15 minutes. But in fairness to the boys, once we kind of got settled, we had a very quick water break and kind of got things reorganised again. We really started to come into the game then from about the 15th minute on. And I'd say the last 10 minutes of the half, it was just nearly all Donegal. It was nearly all one-way traffic. So it was kind of, again, scoreline, I suppose, doesn't reflect that. But it was a very tight first half. And second half now, definitely, we did kind of show our dominance a wee bit in it. And we did pull away in the end.
Yeah.
Again, a lot of hard work done by the boys on the pitch. And I suppose tough conditions for a match. Like, it was 24.5 degrees up in Armagh. So warm and kind of tough going at times for them.
Absolutely. So that's 3 wins now in 4 games. So things are going well.
Yeah, things are going well now. Like, we first game out, we were beat by was a very strong Derry team, and we've been lucky enough. We've had 3 wins now against Armagh, Cavan, and Sligo. We've Tyrone up next in 2 weeks now, and that's not going to be easy. Tyrone have been giving out 25, 30-point hammerings to everybody that they've played this season so far in the Masters competition. So we're going to be up against it now in that. That's in 2 weeks' time. So we'll just have to see what kind of squad we can get out for that game and see what kind of performance we can put in against them.
Yeah, and then you finish up then with the game against Antrim. It's done then on a table. There's a table with the points for every team. And, you know, as things stand, you have a good chance of getting into the top four, and that would be Division One in the Masters.
Yeah, I suppose kind of we would have set out our stall at the start of the year, and we've been in Division 2 now. We've been lucky enough to win Division 2 for the last 2 years in a row. And, you know, definitely would be nice to push on towards Division 1 this year. But I suppose it all depends. A lot hinges now on this game against Tyrone. In 2 weeks' time, if you were to get a victory in that, you definitely would be pushing for a top four. If another defeat by Tyrone would have us with 2 losses and hopefully 4 wins, and you would be in and around, you'd definitely be in line for Division 2 again this year. So, again, for us, it's kind of, so long as we're getting out and the boys are enjoying their football, and you know, at the end of the day, it's competitive, but it's not all about the competition. It's about the boys, suppose, meeting up and, suppose, enjoying it and enjoying football. And it's an opportunity for boys who have never played for their county before to be able to put on a county jersey and be able to say that they've actually played for their county. So, Division 1 would be lovely, but at the end of the day, it's not the be-all and end-all for us.